Okay, TH, just read an article written by an old friend of mine and who has been, well, he's an academic, professor or something, and but also has been politically active in the second largest political party of Sweden, which he now wrote an article about, criticizing that, and it gave me some new understanding of that, and you know, the Swedish Democrats, where I knew some people who have been, you know, since connected to them since long way in there. More extreme nationalistic and I would say even fascistic days. But where he, who is from another later school of academics who took this, you know, actually I realize now when he describes it, introduced a program, I mean at least hatched from hard intellectual work of some serious and learned academics in here in Sweden. And which actually makes a lot of sense to me in a very complicated political landscape. But then he describes how that party got, like, as usually happens, it seems, torn between, you know, the youth section of that party, which, you know, tended to get radical, sliding back into those extreme nationalist and even what some would call racist ideas, and you know, the extreme right, as they call it now, and then the mother party, so to speak, the big one, which is now big and got very popular in Sweden, seemingly got basically infiltrated by, you know, the Atlantic liberalist or neoconservatives, actually, folks. Suddenly wanting to join NATO and all kinds of things. I mean, just the standard Swedish right blaha, which seems to me that you know, there's a gang there of ambitious, successful politicians moving around in the top circles of Sweden, around the parliament building, hanging out there in the cafes and restaurants around there, and you know, being part of the in crowd. And you know, if unless you're a strong, staunch leader, you may be, you know, well, with weak, I mean that you have these personal weaknesses, you know, give me some money, give me some fame, give me this and that, and I'll say whatever you want, and you know, I'm your body. After studying the what's going on in the world today, somewhat at least, politically, Europe, the US, the BRICS, you know, all of it, big things going on, and war, and again, you know, the media war. Look, here's the bad guys, the good, we are the good guys, and they started the war, not us. Although to me it's like obvious who started that war over there in Ukraine. You gotta take a little deeper look, and it looks very different. So, you know, all of that, and then how the, that's my thought here, how the Swedish politicians and the European politicians, they all echo that image of the world situation that is painted there from the West. You know, and ironically from the traditional colonial powers. We're not even, well, able to hide that, and not even trying. Still, you know, calling themselves the Great Britain. Although they are the Little Britain. And the greatest, freest one, so great that you can't even explain it, country over there, further in the West. Leader of the world. So, and you know, I'm listening to some experts, you know, some academic experts, diplomats, people who were, generally they are retired now, but up there at the top, you know, working with the old leaders, you know, 20, 30 years ago, who say that, you know, they are, and they're just saying it's openly, they're stupid, they're ignorant, they have no understanding of statesmanship. And yeah, I can understand this, I really relate to that. So, okay, so that also now then happened with that party that my friend was part of. I mean, having a position of in the board or something of the Stockholm department of it, Stockholm branch of it. But now, yeah, expressing his disappointment. And of course my question then, since I am a positive action guy, is, well, what to do? And you know, one thing that, well, I quoted him before, the Swedish legendary sailor Sven Irvind, when there are storm clouds gathering at the horizon, I prepare my boat, you know, and then if a storm comes, then I'm ready, and we handle it well, me and my boat. If no storm comes, then so much better. And that's where I am. And here I am in Sweden. Well, I continue in a video actually. I guess that could be cool.